Welcome back, everyone. This is take number two because Adam messed up again, but it's okay. My name is Josh. He's good buddy Adam. This is All Gas, No Trash. And this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by our good friends at Game Rage Magazine.
Yeah, this is the most decent and the most all-rightest podcast on music in all the land and all the internets, too.
And I dare you, I defy you to refute that, because it's irrefutable. It is, dare I say, undeniable. The most decent and the most all-rightest podcast on the internet.
All right, I got to point something out real quick. Yeah, so I was looking at that paper on that whiteboard that we do stuff with.
Yeah.
It says your name, and it says Poop Prism. Like, and I'm like, that's fucking hilarious. I don't know what that means, but...
So that's been up there for about 9 months, and that was when Chloe was first learning how to write last year. And she just learned how to write, so she's writing shit, and she wrote me a F minus minus grade, student name, my name, and then she wrote, Poop I had to Prism. Sign it, and my name was Josh Poop Prism. That's what she wrote at the Poop Prism.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. But anyways, so today, on this episode, we are listening to a new artist that I have fucking no idea. Adam told me some very confusing things when he was telling me to put in the keywords and said, I'll explain it later. Yeah, we'll see about that. But today we're going to listen to who?
Sophie O.
Sophie O. Yeah. All right, so I assume you have an amount of lore to drop regarding this Sophie O character.
Yeah, there's not really much to say as far as lore as I typically do when it comes to music. Mm-hmm. I search all the platforms, and I think this one happened to be on Instagram that I heard this person's music, and I was like, this is pretty fucking good. And there was something that stood out to me that I have to address once we listen to her song. After we listen to a song, I'll reveal what that secret is, because there was something about the music that stood out to me that tipped me off to what I now confirmed. So I guess we can transition over to listening to the song from Sophie O, which is called Go 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 Go, that we are going to listen to. And
damn, all right, yeah, this is it. This is all she's got.
Yeah.
Released 2025. Oh, wait, let's not start playing that, you stupid idiot. Wait. Doesn't have the info of the... Oh, yeah. Oh, no, this was in February 28th. Okay, so this is from a few months ago.
Yeah, it's from a few months ago, but...
Copyright... Oh, no, it's not even a copy. It's a P with a circle. I don't know what the fuck does that mean.
I don't know what that means.
2025, big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy.
All right, so let's go ahead and listen to that song, and then we'll get back to you with some reaction and also the info that I have to provide.
All right, here you go. All right, that was Go 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 by Sophie O. All right, so yes, first of all, that was fucking straight fire. That was really fucking awesome. That was like some, I don't know, man, that was like a like that late 90s early 2000s kind of like R&B stuff. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Okay, do not fucking ask me why. But as I'm sitting there listening to this, I just imagine, like, if I was in the invasion of Normandy, okay, during World War II, and I had my headphones in, okay? As I'm about to storm the beach, I'd just be listening to this song as everything's like you could play that Saving Private Ryan fucking scene.
Yeah.
And you mute the audio and you just have this playing. That would be fucking amazing. That would be cool as shit. It's like the fucking ramp drops and just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but God, that'd be fucking awesome. And I kind of think I want to do that. I think I need to edit this into a video on YouTube, and it'll probably get flagged and taken down. But that would be cool. That would be fucking cool. Anyway, sorry.
All right. Go ahead. So this project is from Norway, as I noted, but
as you did,
it's, I don't know if it swerved you at all to hear that. I think it's called a sitar. That,
yeah, the bing bing thing. Yeah.
It's like a an Indian, like, guitar.
Indian or like East Asian.
East Asian guitar. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I heard this song and I saw the image of the album art, mm-hmm. I was like, wait, the fuck, dude? This girl's like dressed in like yodeling. Yeah. Like if you look at the photo, she looks like she's in yodeling gear. Like she's got Norwegian.
Honestly,
like
She looks Mongolian. Like she looks like she could be like a Mongol invading. Yeah, but
look at the album art. Like look at the.
Well, yeah, with this like the blue.
Yeah, like look at her because her hair is braided and everything. She's right. Got that hat and everything. But she looks like she's got like yodeling. I know that's not technically right or anything like that, because I don't think yodeling is even from Norway. I think it's probably more so German. But yeah, dude, like when I heard that sitar, I was like, fuck, this is fucking rad. And you are right. It does have that R&B sound that that is reminiscent of like the 90s and 2000s, like Erykah Badu type shit. And I would say even people that enjoy Hiatus Coyote and Kali Uchis and I don't know what other names I can think of, but
Oh, but look at this.
What?
Yodeling apparently was very popular in India. Indian playback singer Kishore Kumar from 1929 to 1987, one of the most popular Indian playback singers, notable for his yodeling.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting.
So now I can get to the segment about, I need to see the time.
Oh shit. There it is.
All right. Let me write that down real quick. So I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect you to, but okay.
Right. So I had heard this voice before.
Okay.
And it wasn't apparent to me when I was listening to it. I was like, this voice sounds fucking familiar. And I wasn't 100% sure because on her Instagram, it's not noted anywhere that she is in fact a member of this project called FIEH. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's either Fee or Fie. And we've talked about them in the past, but this is the lead singer of that band's solo project. Mm. And,
What happened to the band?
I don't know what happened to the band.
They just decided to fuck off and now she's doing her own thing.
Maybe they just took like a temporary hiatus so she can do her own thing. But, I don't even think it has any of the previous members of the other band that she was a part of. Fee. Mm. So this is like a new crew and this is her solo project. And, on top of the fact that I already like that project, I think this has even more legs to grow, because this sounds really fucking cool with
it does
with the wobbly bass sound and like the sitar and the drums, man, that drum breakdown, like just before the transition to the slower portion of the song, dude, it was fucking rad.
Super legit.
And then she has this new song, she has a new song coming out in the future. She didn't say specifically when, but it's called Mercury in Retrograde. So I'm guessing that's like some astrology shit, but there's a clip of it and it sounds just as good, if not better than this track. So,
oh man, stoked. Yeah.
So
Sophie O on the fucking all gas, no trash radar.
Right. So that's the big reveal. Sophie O is not just a artist that came out of the ether or anything like that.
Yeah.
She is a established artist that was the lead singer for a band that some of you may know as Fee or Fie. I don't know how to pronounce it. F-I-E-H. But this is her solo project. And goddamn, am I excited if we get a debut album out of her, or maybe even an EP, because this shit sounds fucking rad. I'm uber excited for whatever she does, because now that we know about it, we're fiending for some new music.
Fiending,
yeah,
like a crackhead in the streets looking for a hit of that smack, that good, good. All that right,
good.
we're fiending for some music.
And I checked to see; I had to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is on anybody's radar in the U.S.
Oh yeah,
not even KCR, because I looked it up. Yeah.
Once again, we have defeated the evil nemesis, KCRW, publicly funded radio, against all gas, no trashes.
You can't do it better than us.
No funded radio.
You can't do it better than us.
You just can't.
We're a two-man operation.
Two men. And you know what? I will say this is just one more for the good guys. Oh, man.
So nothing else needs to be said.
That's it. Goodbye.